From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. General David Petraeus, who has formally taken command of coalition forces in Afghanistan, is telling U.S. troops while nothing has been easy in the country, they can take heart in the progress that they've made.
As many of us celebrate this 4th of July, continents apart from family and loved ones, I want to close by thanking each and every one of you for your commitment to seeing this mission through and for the sacrifice that that has entailed.
Petraeus reiterated the need to keep civilian casualties at an absolute minimum. He also vowed to examine policies to determine whether refinements are needed. In Iraq, a female suicide bomber has attacked the governor's compound in western Anbar province, killing herself and at least three others. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, Vice President Joe Biden is meeting with senior officials. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports he's hoping to spur them on to finally pick a new leader.
The country has been rudderless for 4 months, ever since the inconclusive parliamentary elections held in the spring. In that time, al-Qaeda has taken advantage of the gap in leadership, the failure to agree on the country's next government, and continuing attacks by insurgents, including al-Qaeda militants, is raising questions about the wisdom of U.S. plans to end combat operations in August and begin withdrawing troops next year. Biden, President Obama's point man on Iraq, is due today to meet with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his main rival for the job, Ayad Alawi. Upon his arrival in Baghdad, he downplayed U.S. concerns, saying drawn-out coalition talks are common in other places, such as the Netherlands, and American officials are not in Iraq to pressure its leaders. Biden will also be meeting with U.S. troops while in Iraq. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
In Poland, voters are choosing a new leader after a plane crash in April killed their president, Lech Kaczynski. From Warsaw, Dave McGuire reports the two countries are contenders are the former president's identical twin brother and the interim president.
Bronisław Komorowski is the acting president and frontrunner in the race, but his support has eroded in the past weeks. His opponent, Jarosław Kaczynski, is the identical twin of the late president and has run on a platform of what he calls continuing his brother's dream of a strong Poland. Kaczynski has presented a calm, cooperative image in his campaign, but when he was prime minister, his leadership was criticized for being combative and divisive. Before the plane crash, he was very unpopular, and some analysts see the election as a reflection of whether Poles believe that Kaczynski is a new man. The Polish president has a largely ceremonial role, but can veto legislation and represents Poland abroad. Whoever wins will likely determine how Poland is seen in the European Union and NATO for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
This is NPR. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the Gulf oil spill is not likely to reach Miami or the Florida Keys anytime soon. Earlier reports suggested tar balls could show up on the beaches of southern Florida in the coming weeks. But NOAA experts say those projections were based on conditions in previous years that don't prevail right now. A British cancer specialist who predicted nearly a year ago that the Lockerbie bomber would have just 3 months to live now says he could live for years. Abdul Basit Ali al-Megrahi was convicted of planting a bomb on a New York-bound Pan Am flight in 1988 that exploded over Scotland, killing 270 people. Larry Miller has more from London.
Carol Sikora now says there was always a slim chance Megrahi would live for another 10 or 20 years. He admits he did not mention this in his report that led to the Lockerbie bomber's release from a Scottish prison on compassionate grounds. Megrahi escaped his life sentence after Sikora's prognosis. The prostate cancer was terminal and death was imminent. The Scottish government sent Megrahi home to Libya to die. However, Sikora now says it's embarrassing he's still alive. London Sunday Times says its investigation shows some experts told the Scottish government Megrahi may have far longer to live than 3 months, and other doctors refused to provide a prognosis. The paper says this will fuel claims Scotland and Libya rigged medical evidence to secure his freedom. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A powerful Shiite cleric has died, Lebanon's Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Mohammed Hussein Fadlallah. He had far-reaching influence. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR.